Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yes. What's up, kid?
Yes. All right, it's 9:19. Let's do it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777
or
visit pumpthatseptic.com. Just pump it, for God's sakes. Pump That Septic.
Open it up, yeah.
Okay. I promise you, I will not talk about the Kardashians tomorrow. However,
thank God.
In dealing,
oh, no, you didn't. Oh.
Yeah, I do have another story here, but because I know we talked about Kylie Jenner, Kardashian Jenner, being pregnant again, okay? And it was a bad story because I had to report that there's going to be another Kardashian Jenner in there.
See,
however,
you keep reporting it. You're part of the problem. But look, see, that's why they're still in the limelight.
Here's good news, though. Good news, because even the Kardashians are getting called out by the latest generation of them. This happened recently on social media with Kim and her daughter, Northwest. This is hilarious, man.
So I just opened it up, and it has the cutest mini flat iron.
Why do you talk different?
Why do I talk different for what?
When for your videos.
For my videos, I'm the same human being. I don't talk different. How do I talk different? Guys, do you think I talk different when I'm talking about contour?
Yeah.
You do too, Penelope? How do we talk? Guys.
Guys! So today I got this new mask and these new bronzers. I got this.
Is that what I say? Is that what I sound like?
Yeah.
Dude, that's fantastic. That is
calling
so
her out good.
Her toddler daughter's like, hey, Ma, why do you sound different? Why do you talk different doing your video? Oh, my God, I want to talk to you guys about this. She literally calls her mom out right there.
You know why? Still fresh. It's a fresh human being. He's not full-blown Kardashian yet. So it still has some common sense left in that body, you know, in that brain.
When you're getting called out, and not to mention, here, do you hear how defensive she got in that video? This makes me so happy. So, look, folks, there may be a chance. There may just be a small sliver of hope that all these Kardashians popping out all these kids that we really don't need, they might actually be all right. Maybe. Just maybe.
Well, if you take them away right now, then yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's a matter of time. That's all it is.
So what you're saying is someone needs to kidnap the Kardashian children, all of them, and then we'll be okay. Then we'll be okay.
We can make a small exception for this family.
Love it. You know. Just getting Kim, you getting called out for being ridiculous. All right. That's all I'm going to say about the Kardashians. Maybe there's hope. Lastly, Hunter, think we're going to be a cashless society someday? You think that's going to happen?
Yeah, I'm already cashless, basically.
Yeah.
Dude, I never carry cash on me. It's weird. Unless, I take that back. I always will have a little bit for, like, Keno, because you got to have cash for Keno.
Yeah.
Or that random restaurant that is still cash only for some god-awful, stupid reason.
The only time I have cash is when I'm playing dice in the back alley, clickety-clack, because you got to have cash when you do that.
What up, grits and gravy? How you doing?
A study from the University of Georgia determined that Americans would be better off if we just got rid of cash altogether. It would cut down on taxes. The IRS couldn't tax us on as much. Well, they could, because more money would be going through, but they'd have to cut out some other things as well. Anyway, we would save money. Not only on the taxes, but also, dude, it costs money to make money. It costs more to make a penny than the actual penny's worth. Get rid of cash.
You're not carrying around change. You're not carrying around extra thing. You can have one card in your pocket.
Yep.
It's very thin, and it's the shape of your pocket, and it's not it doesn't jangle around. I don't know. And watching cash leave your hand sucks.
It does.
It kind of sucks. That $100 bill, like, if it's an actual note, you see how fast it goes.
Yeah, and it's depressing.
There's something about just swiping it. You're like, whatever.
See,
you know,
I don't think I have a problem with money until I actually have cash in hand. With a card, I'm like, oh, no, I'm fine. I'm good. I got this under control. Right. Yeah, swipe, I'm fine. But with cash, you see it going, you're like, wow, I am really bad with money. I spend this quickly. So get rid of the cash. We don't need.
Hey, you had a good point too. I can cancel my debit card.
Yeah, yeah. You lose that thing, you can't cancel that. I guess you get traveler's checks, but who wants to go through that whole rigmarole? Because a lot of places are like, sorry, we don't take traveler's checks. Like, well, damn it, what am I supposed to do with this? But and again, to answer everyone's question, strip clubs will just do stripper bucks. You go to the strip club, swipe your card, you get a stack of fake money, and then the strippers can cash it in later. That's how it works. That's how it works.
It was an issue we're gonna have to figure out.
It sounds like you already thought about it. Dude, that was the first thing I thought about was how do we take care of the strippers, okay? How do we take care of those single moms out there dancing for dollars, all right? Stripper bucks, we got it. So what do we got? We got possible hope for the future Kardashian children, maybe, and stripper bucks will fix everything. We got
it. There you go.
All right. That is your morning dump, by the way. We'll be back. Bro.